起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence tonight's service.
唱诗185首。
Let us sing hymn 185. Please be seated.
我们先来来祷告，求主带领祝福我们今天晚上的聚会。
Let us pray together and ask God to guide tonight's service.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上继续跟大家来学习漂泊的世代。
Tonight we like to continue the study of the wandering four generations.
从创世纪十二章到五十章，一共记载四代的人家。
From Genesis chapter 12 to Genesis chapter 40, it talks about four generations.
就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟约瑟。
And that is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那这四代的人家有一个共同的特色，就是他们一生漂泊不定。
And all these four generations have one common point in this, that is, they are wandering four generations.
我们比较现在的生活，我想大家坐在这里都搬家很多次。
And if we look around, many of us have moved around, relocated many times.
但是我们还要搬家几次，我们也不知道。
And we still do not know how many more times we have to relocate.
所以这个世代的特色就是漂泊。
So the specialty of this generation is wanderers.
所以我们要来试试看这个世代的人家在漂泊当中他们是持定了什么原则。
So we have to see what principle they held on to for these four wandering generations.
漂泊是难免的。
It is inevitable that they wander.
但是迷失是可以避免的。
But they avoid being lost.
但是我们看到很多人漂泊到最后就迷失了。
But many people, when they wander, they become lost.
这是很可惜的。
And this is very unfortunate.
所以我们查考这个世代就是要让我们学一个教训，怎么在漂泊中能够得到神的同在，在漂泊中我们人生的目标没有消失。
So we want to learn from these four generations is that when we are wanderers, what principles do we hold on to and what kind of things can we learn from these four generations?
今天晚上我们从26章来看以撒。
Today we like toLook at Genesis chapter 26, Isaac.
从26章开始记载以撒漂泊的生活。
From Genesis chapter 26 talks about the wandering life of Isaac.
在26章跟27章里面，我们看以撒的人生有两个很大的挑战。
And if we look at Genesis chapter 26 and 27, we see two challenges of Isaac.
一个是遇到饥荒。
And the first is that he met famine.
以现在来讲，就是生活发生困难。
And if we were to talk about in present terms, then that is they have difficulties in their daily needs.
那更实际来讲，就是我们的工作发生问题。
Or if we extend to our professions, we probably have problems with our jobs.
那第二个挑战就是人际关系。
And the second challenge was that of relationship with other people.
就是他住在基拉尔跟当地的人一个互动的关系。
And at that time, he was trying to interact with the people who lived. Where he was located.
所以二十六章里面我们可以看到这个以撒怎么跟他的环境在互动。
And we could see in chapter 26, Isaac, how he interacts with the environment he dwelled in at the time.
而且他怎么跟他周围的人在互动。
And how did he interact with the people surrounding him?
这个今天对我们来讲非常重要。
This is something very important to us.
首先以撒为什么要搬家
First of all, why did Isaac have to move?
我们看创世记二十六章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 26.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在亚伯兰的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里去。第二节。
Verse 2.
神向他显现说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地方。
26 verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the earlier famine of Abraham's time, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of Philistines, in Gerar. Verse 2. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land where I tell you to live.
为什么亚伯兰搬家?
Why did Abraham relocate?
因为神指示他。
Because God had instructed him to do so.
你要搬到一块地是牛奶与面的地。
You will move to another place where it is filled with milk and honey.
那亚伯兰从乌尔搬到哈兰，他就停止了。
And when Abraham moved from Ur to Haran, he stopped.
那神叫他再搬。
And God once again told him to relocate.
这不是我要给你的地方。
Because he told him this is not the place that he was about to give him, the land that he was going to give him.
你要搬到迦南地。
And that he would be moving to land of Canaan.
好，那这以撒搬家就不一样。
And the relocation of Isaac was different.
这个以撒搬家是他自己想要搬。
Isaac wanted to relocate because he wanted to.
那搬到一半，神叫他说：“你不要动。”
And when he was halfway in getting to where he wanted to, the Lord appeared to him and told him not to move anymore.
所以这两代搬家原因不太一样。
So these are two different reasons for relocating for two different generations.
那为什么以撒要搬家？
So why did Isaac have to move?
因为有饥荒。
Because there was a famine in the land.
那埃及地当然丰富，粮食很丰富。
And of course, at the time, the land of Egypt was in abundance.
所以他马上想到解决的方法，就搬到埃及地就没有问题了。
So the only resolution, the solution that Isaac thought of was relocating to that place.
所以他对一个问题，他的想法只有单向的，很单纯的。
So he was actually very simple in his thinking.
就是我没有东西吃，那个地方有，那我就搬到那里就有东西吃了。
And his thought was that there's a famine and there's no food here, so I would have to relocate to a different place where there is food.
那今天有时候我们学校毕业，或者说我们要找工作，我们的想法也变成很单纯，跟以撒一样。
So after we graduate from college nowadays, and we probably have simple thinking just like Isaac.
因为我没有工作，我吃饭会有问题，哪个地方工作机会好，配多，我就搬。
And if I cannot currently find a job where I am at, so if I can find a job at a different place, then I would of course relocate.
那这一种的思考方式有什么问题？
So what is the problem with this train of thought?
这个思考方式最重要的一个问题就是忘记了我是谁。
And this train of thought actually pose a problem, and that is forgetting who you are.
所以神向以撒显现，告诉他你是谁。
So God appeared to Isaac and said, "Who are you?" To remind him who you are.
我看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
神向以撒说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。第三节。
Verse 3.
你寄居在这个地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这个地都赐给你跟你的后裔，我必坚定我向你父亲亚伯兰所起的誓。
In verse 2, the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, Do not go down to Egypt, live in the land where I tell you to live. Verse 3, stay in the land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abraham.
这里神告诉以撒，我要坚定我跟你父亲亚伯兰起的誓。
And here God told Isaac that he will confirm the oath he swore to his father Abraham.
那到底神跟亚伯兰起什么誓？
What was the oath between God and Abraham?
我要赐福给你。
And that is he would give him blessings.
你的后裔要成为大国。
And that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and will be a great nation.
你的后裔也会得福。
And that they will be blessed.
这是神向亚伯兰起的誓。
And so this is the oath between God and Abraham.
那亚伯兰只有一个儿子。
But Abraham had one son.
这个儿子就是以撒。
And this only son was Isaac.
所以以撒忘记了，他是亚伯拉罕的儿子，是神曾经向他启示要赐福给他，给他的父亲的。
But Isaac forgot that about this. He forgot that God is a God who swore and confirmed this oath with his father, Abraham.
所以今天生活发生困难。
So today, when he encountered difficulty,
要怎么办？
What do we do?
神告诉他说要住在我指示你的地第二节
God instructed him to live in a land where he told him to live.
他不要下埃及
That do not go down to Egypt.
因为埃及不是神应许要给他父亲的地方
Because Egypt was not the land that God had promised his father Abraham.
然后第三节说我必赐福给你
In verse 3, God confirmed with him that he will bless him.
你看英文这样就是未来世我将要赐福给你
And it says I will be with you and will give you blessing
那有什么条件
What is the condition
你要住在这里
And that is you have to dwell here
好所以今天这让我们来思想
So here we ponder about on this
什么叫做搬到埃及地区
What does it mean to relocate to the land of Egypt
我们知道迦南地属灵的含义就是神的国
We know that land of Canaan in the spiritual sense is the kingdom of God.
神的国就是教会。
Kingdom of God is church.
当然神的国是天国。
But of course, kingdom of God is heaven.
所以我们在搬家，如果要离开教会，很远的地方，我们要非常的了解神的旨意。
If we want to relocate to a location where we are very far from a church, then we have to be very careful and we have to give careful thoughts.
如果神给我们有使命到那个地方去做，那我们就放心。
If we have sense of commission from God and we know we have the sense of commission, then we can move to a further place, further from church.
神说你要住在我指示你的地方，然后我就跟你同在。
Because God says, dwell in the place where I tell you to live, then I will bless you.
所以这个搬家最重要的不是配高、职位好、前途好。搬家最重要的考虑是我在那个地方神会不会跟我同在
So the reason for relocation is not getting a higher pay or having a better life but it is whether God is dwells with us or not
如果神与我们同在你根本就没有忧虑
If God is with us then we have no worries
这是第一个
That's the first thing
你要搬到没有教会的地方一定要明白是不是神让你有使命去做
If you want to relocate to a place that is far from church, then you have to understand if it is God's commission for you to do so.
第二个
Number two.
有的人生活发生问题
Some people encounter difficulties in their daily needs, and they need to seek a job.
虽然他住教会很近
Although this person probably lives close to church.
但是他要解决生活的方式是下到埃及的方式
So the only way to resolve the difficult situation is to enter into the land of Egypt.
什么叫做下到埃及
And what is to go down to Egypt?
埃及那里没有在拜神。
There are many idol worshipping in Egypt.
埃及是在拜偶像的。
And many people there, they worship idols there.
虽然他住在教会附近。
Although they live close to church.
所以为着解决生活的困难，他根本就没有在，神根本就不知道在哪里。
But God probably is, does not exist for the person.
啊，一头栽进去就是为着解决生活的困难。
And all they wanted to was to resolve their problems and their daily needs.
这个也叫做下到埃及。
And that also represents going down to the land of Egypt.
用世界的方式来解决我们生活的困难。
Using the secular methods to resolve issues on this world.
那到底我们有什么不同？
So what, how are we different?
因为我们就是亚伯兰的后代，圣经这样说。
Because we, according to the Bible, are the descendants of Abraham.
约翰福音说，我们如果接受主耶稣，他就赐给我们权柄，做他的儿女。
And the Bible says, if we accept Jesus as our Lord, then he will authorize us to be the offsprings.
今天我们是做主耶稣的儿女。
Today we are sons and daughters of Christ Jesus.
主耶稣是我们的父。
And Jesus is our Father.
我们是尊贵的。
We are noble.
我们是蒙福的。
And we are blessed.
所以虽然生活发生困难，
although we may encounter difficulties,
但是我们并不需要下到埃及或用埃及的方式来解决我们的问题。
We do not need to go down to Egypt or use methods of going down to Egypt to resolve issues in our lives.
当然，如果我们要坚持原则，一定会受苦。
Of course, if we want to uphold our principles, we will probably have difficulty.
但是受苦的结果是蒙福。
But if we encounter difficulties, the result is that we will be blessed.
好，我们看二十六章。
Let's look at chapter 26,
十二节
verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，神赐福给他。
Verse 12, Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him.
然后十三节
verse 13,
他就昌盛，日增月盛，成了大富户。
The man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy.
以撒有没有想说他要成为大富户？
Did Isaac think that he was going to be a wealthy man?
没有。
No.
为什么他会变成大富户？
But how did he become rich?
因为神赐福给他。
Because God blessed him.
所以只要神愿意。
So if God is willing,
你的生活一定是充满神的恩典。
Then your livelihood will be full with God's blessings.
但是我们在困难当中向神证明，我愿意尊你为大。
But in the midst of our difficulty, if we are able to see Lord as our great Savior, the greatest,
住在迦南地。
And that we are willing to live in the land of Canaan.
我不愿意下到埃及地。
And that we are unwilling to go to the land of Egypt.
如果我们这个决心，我们就蒙福。
If we have this determination, then we will be blessed.
我们在南非大概有350个信徒。
In South Africa, we have about 350 members.
有超过300个是中国大陆信徒。
More than 300 people are from China.
都是在开这个小的杂货店。
And they have small shops or stores.
那有一阵子他没有安息日。
For a while, there was no Sabbath.
也没有聚会。
And there was no form of any worship.
一天一个礼拜工作七天。
And they worked for 7 days.
一年365天。
And one full year, 365 days.
在这几年当中，有两个信徒被枪打死。
And these 2 years, there are two members. In these few years, there are two members who were shot to death.
因为抢劫很多。
Because there were a lot of burglaries.
但这两个信徒都是没有来教会。
And these two members had not come to church for a while.
那差不多从去年开始。
From last year,
他们就决定要守安息日。
They decided that they would uphold Sabbath.
礼拜五晚上就来聚会。
And Friday evening, they would come to church.
开车回去。
And they would drive home.
这样大概一趟大概一个小时。
And when they come for one trip, it's about an hour.
那礼拜六下午，他们提早关门。
And on Saturday, they would close their shops early so they could
observe
Sabbath. When they begin wanting to observe Sabbath, there are a lot of obstacles. And there was a sister who was possessed by demons. And there's a brother. After he observed the Sabbath, when he went home, when went back to his shop, some of things in his shop were stolen.
这都是一种考验。
All of these are trials from God.
但是他们信心很坚定。
But they were very firm in their faith.
这样才是神要我们的生活方式。
And this is the kind of life that God wants us to lead.
不是我赚钱需要，但是神也很重要。
Although we need to make money, but God is more important.
那过了一段时间以后，每一个人都有一个感觉。
So after a while of observing Sabbath, everyone had the same feeling.
他们把门关起来的时候，安息日生意根本收入没有减少。
If they closed their shops and they observed Sabbath, their income had not decreased.
而且神保守他们意外的平安。
And God had given them peace beyond understanding.
所以我们在这个亚伯兰、以撒他们的生活，你可以发现神原来就是活在他们当中。
So we could see from these.Example of Abraham and Isaac that God dwells with him.
信仰是很实在的。
And that the faith is actually observable.
神每天跟他们同在。
God was with them every day.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的生活是有原则的。
Because they lead a life of principle.
这个原则是从神来的。
And this principle is God.
所以今天我们活在这么忙碌的社会里面。
So today we dwell in such toilsome society.
如果我们用世界的原则来生活。
If we lead our lives according to the standards of this world,
你就发现神消失了，信仰没有体验。
We will see that God has disappeared and that our faith will dwindle.
但是用属灵的原则来过世上的生活，不是行不通的，以撒就行通了。
But if we're willing to use our spiritual standards to lead a life on this earth, then God will help us, just like Isaac.
那你体验就很活泼，神就在我们当中。
Then we will actually experience God and know that God is living.
所以有时候真的不需要向神求福气。
Sometimes we do not even need to ask God for blessings.
你只要照着神所喜悦的方式来生活，神就同在，神的福气就临到。
If you lead a life according pleasing to God, then God's blessings will come down to your household.
但是如果我们生活不愿意改变，
but if you're unwilling to change your lifestyle,
你苦苦跪下来祷告求福也没有福气。
So no matter how hard you pray in your daily life, then God's blessings still will not come.
因为生活不愿意改变，就是我不愿意让神当我的主。
If you're unwilling to change your lifestyle, then that means that you are not willing to let the Lord be theboss of your family.
那如果不愿意让神当我的主，那谁是我的神呢？我自己就是神。
So if you're not willing to let the Lord be the leader of your household, then who is the leader? Is it yourself?
所以我们在生活当中学习去顺服神，这是蒙福的一个很自然的关键。
So in our daily lives, if we are able to lead a life obedient to God, then God's blessing will come upon us.
好，那现在我们看以撒的第二个挑战。
Let us look at the second challenge of Isaac.
人际关系。
And that is a personal relationship with others.
如果一个人际关系发生问题，
If there's a problem with a personal relationship with others,
到处跟人合不来，
then this person will not be able to get along with other people.
这可能是个性问题。
And this is probably the person's personality.
但是这可能是灵性问题。
But this is also because of spirituality.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say this?
如果我们能够用以撒的原则来跟人互动，
If we can use the standards of Isaac in dealing with other people,
那我想神对以撒的祝福也会临到我们。
Then God's blessing to Isaac will also come upon us.
我们人跟人在互动处久了就有一套模式。
When we interact with other people, the longer we do that, that we actually have a set of method that we how we interact.
就是别人对我们好，我们对他好。
And that is when other people are nice to us, we are nice to them.
别人对我们不好，我们也对他不好。
And if other people are not nice to us, then we're not nice to them.
这是一般人互动的方式。
This is the standardized interaction between humans.
但是如果我们能够在地上用神的原则跟人互动，
But if we dwell on this earth and we are still able to use God's standard when we interact with other people,
那不但结果会很好，而且我们会感觉到神跟我们同在。
Not only will we feel that the result is wonderful and that we will feel God is with us.
好，我们先来看二十六章。
Let's look at chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Chapter 26 of Genesis.
14节，他有牛羊群，又有许多仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他，因为他变成富有，非利士人嫉妒他。
Verse 14 of chapter 26, he had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him.
16节，
所
以亚比米勒就对以撒说：“离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛。”
16, then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Move away from us. You have become too powerful for us."
所以他不愿意跟亚比米勒不愿意跟以撒住在一起。
So Abimelech does not want to dwell at the same place as Isaac.
18节。
18.
他父亲亚伯兰在世，有挖一些水井。
When Abraham was still living, he had dug some wells.
那亚伯兰死后就塞住了。
And after Abraham passed away, these wells were plugged.
那以撒就挖出来。
And so Isaac would reopen these wells.
然后照父亲叫的叫那些井的名字。
And he would name them according to what his father would call.
20节。
Verse 20.
基道的牧人跟以撒牧人相争。
But the herdsmen of Gear quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen.
其实这个是亚伯兰挖的，这根本来就是属于以撒的。
Because this well was actually dug by Abraham, so it does belong to Isaac.
那我看21节。
Let's skip to 21.
那以撒又挖了一口井，他们又为这个井争辩。
Then they dug another well, but they quarreled over that one also.
所以每一次他们要争这个井，以撒就让他吧。
So every time they quarreled over a well, then Isaac would let them have it.
看起来这是一个弱者的表现。
Seems like he was being a very weak person.
但是这是一个非常坚强的表现。
But actually, he was being very firm about his belief.
因为他能够坚持神的原则。
Because he was upholding God's principles.
22节。
Verse 22.
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井。
He moved away from there and he dug another well.
结果他们就不为这个井争争了。
And no one quarreled over it.
就挖到利，起名叫利和伯。
And he named it Rehoboth.
结果神就向他显现了。
Then God showed himself to him, appeared to, verse 24.
当夜神向他显现，我是你父亲的神，亚伯兰的神，耶和华的神，不要惧怕，我要与你同在，赐福给你。
That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father of Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants.
所以亚伯兰有没有，以撒有没有吃亏？
So did Isaac fall short of his blessings?
没有，他最后一个井最好。
Because the last well was the best one.
而且最好的是神向他显现说，我要跟你同在。
And the best thing was that God appeared to him in the night time and said that he will bless him.
所以人际关系最重要的是要做神认为对的。
So when we interact with other people, we have to do what God thinks is right.
不是我们自己的感觉。
It is not according to how we feel.
也不是别人怎么想。
Or how other people feel.
是我们觉得我要怎么做神会高兴，那神就会跟你显现，神就会祝福给我们。
When we do our own part according to God's standard, then God will bless us.
所以圣经说，总要尽量与大家和睦。
Because the Bible says that encourages us to get along with everyone.
如果我们能够用神的原则在生活，我们跟大家都是很好。
If we use God's standard to get along with everyone, then we will lead very good lives.
有一个老板，他告诉他的雇员，一个雇员。
There's a boss who told his employee.
他那个雇员是我们教会的信徒。
And his employee is our church member.
他说我做生意赚很多钱。
I do business and I actually make a lot of money.
他在做农场，在做 potato 生意。
And so he actually is doing business with potatoes.
有一阵子是美国的 potato king， 就做得相当大。
And he was actually a potato king.
他说我一生最大的成就不是我赚很多钱。
He said my greatest achievement in my life is not that I have earned a lot of money.
而是我做生意这几十年我没有一个敌人。
And that is all these years that I do business, I have no enemies.
这是一个很虔诚的基督徒讲。
So this is a person who is a very devout Christian.
我们希望教会里面也有很多人有这种见证。
We hope that in our church we have testimonies like these.
我一生的成就就是我没有一个敌人。
That their personal achievement, the greatest achievement is that they had no enemies.
这种见证是何等的美。
What, how wonderful and beautiful is such testimony?
这个老板跟他雇员讲一个例子。
And so this boss told his employee one testimony.
他说有一个寡妇卖他一块地。
There was a widow who sold him a land, piece of land.
然后他把钱交给寡妇。
And he gave this money to the widow.
那寡妇也把地交给他。
And the widow gave him the land.
后来地开始涨价。
And this land started to increase in value.
寡妇就跑到他公司来哭哭啼啼说：“你骗我的钱。”
And this widow came to his company and was in tears and was weeping and saying and crying out to him, saying that he had cheated him of her money.
那这个做老板就去问他的律师。
So this boss went to ask his own lawyer.
这个律师跟他讲，你只要到法院，你绝对赢。
And this attorney told him, if you go to the court, you're definitely going to win.
因为这些文件都是证明。
Because all these documentations are proofs.
但是他想到他是一个寡妇。
But he thought that, but she's a widow.
他又想到他是自己是个基督徒。
And he also thought that he himself is a Christian.
他就把土地退回去。
So he gave back to her the land.
把钱拿回来。
And he got back his own money.
这是一个例子，为什么他没有敌人。
And this is an example of why he does not have enemy.
那以后他买一块土地，价值更好。
And later he bought another land, piece of land that's worth even more.
所以我们的生活是有原则的。
So our lives have principles.
我们活在地上，我们的原则是从天上下来的。
And the way we lead our life is from standards from heaven.
如果我们愿意在地上来行属天的原则，神就与我们同在。
And if we're willing to lead our lives according to the standard of the heaven, then God will dwell with us.
神的恩典就与我们同在。
Then God will bless us. And
我们的体验就会很活泼。
Then we will have living experience with God.
所以以撒面对这个敌意的挑战，人际关系的挑战，他竟然能够处理得这么圆满。
So he was able to meet his challenge of interacting with his, of people who are not favorable towards him, and he will, he and he overcame this challenge.
所以二十六节，这个亚比米勒后来就跟他求和了。
In verse 26, Abimelech had come to him and tried to reconcile with him.
我们看二十八节。
Let's look at 28.
他们说，我明明看见神与你同在，便说，不如我们两下彼此是彼此立约。
Verse 28, they answer, we saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us.
为什么本来亚比米勒是他仇敌，现在主动来求和呢？
Why was it that Abimelech was his enemy, but now he wants to have agreement, sworn agreement with him?
因为我明明看到神跟你同在。
Because they clearly saw that the Lord was with him.
29节。29. 使你害怕，使你不怕我们。正如我们未曾害你一样，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平安走，你是蒙神赐福的。连外邦人说你是蒙神赐福的。
And that you will do us no harm, just as we did not molest you, but always treated you well, and sent you away in peace. And now you are blessed by the Lord.
二十七节，以撒对他们说：“你既然恨我，打发走，为什么到我这里来呢？”
And in verse 27, Isaac did ask him, "Why have you come to me, since you were hostile towards me and sent me away?"
所以以撒是以善报恶。
So Isaac actually was repaying bad with goodness.
神就使他的仇敌跟他和好。
And he reconciled with his own enemy.
这是神的话，圣经的话。
And this is God's words, and this is the words of the Bible.
所以信仰是很实际的。
So faith is actually living.
不是跟我们生活没有关系的，只是为着进天国这样而已。
And it is not detached from our daily life.
那以撒对神给他的祝福，最后一个表现。
And let us see the last manifestation of God's blessing towards Isaac.
以撒对神的祝福有一个回应。
And Isaac actually responded to God's blessings.
我们看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告神的名，并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
Verse 25, Isaac built an altar there and called it the name of the Lord. Then he pitched his tent, and there his servants dug a well.
我们仔细看，周围的人对我们好，我们都会懂得怎么去回应。
If we other people are nice to us, then we know how to respond to those people who are nice to us.
有很多的子女非常的孝顺父母。
There are many sons and daughters who are very nice to their parents.
为什么？
Why?
因为他能够感受到父母的恩。
Because they feel how wonderful their parents were to them.
所以他懂得去回应父母。
So they learn to respond to this kindness.
但是天父给我们的恩是更大。
But of course, our Heavenly Father gives us even a greater blessing.
天父给我们的是我们父母没有给我们。
What Heavenly Father gave us is, or gives us is something that our parents cannot give.
所以当这个以撒神向他显现二十四节。
In verse 24, when God appeared to Isaac,
我与你同在，要赐福给你。
That I am with you and I will bless you.
我要给你的后裔繁多。
I will increase the number of your descendants.
那二十五节，以撒就是一个回应。
Then afterwards, verse 25, Isaac responded.
怎么回应？
How did he respond?
我们仔细看他的生活。
How did he lead his life?
第一个，筑一座坛。
First, he built an altar.
求告神的名。
Then he called on the name of the Lord.
第二个，支搭帐篷。
Second, he pitched his tent.
第三个，挖一口井。
Third, he dug his servants. His servants dug a well.
这一节圣经节告诉我们生活的三个内容。
Here, this Bible verse tells us the content of our daily lives.
筑一座坛，求告神的名，就是我们的信仰生活。
Build an altar and call on the name of the Lord is our faith in our daily lives.
第二个，支搭帐篷。
Second is pitching the tent.
因为那个时候是农业时代，帐篷就是他们住的地方。
At that time, it's an agricultural society, so they have tent as their dwelling place.
这个就是家庭生活。
And so this is actually the family life.
第三个挖一口井。
And third is to dug his well.
因为井可以拿水来喂养。
Because dug our well is a dug well is actually a tool for which people can live their lives.
就是他们的职业生活。
And that is their professional life.
所以很清楚，我们可以看到我们的生活应该有三个内容。
So we could see that we should have these three contents in our daily lives.
信仰生活。
In our faith.
家庭生活。
That in our family life.
还有职业生活。
And that is our professional life.
我们今天仔细看看我们的生活。
If we look at our own lives carefully.
一个礼拜有一百六十八个钟头。
A week there are 168 hours.
如果我们要献十一捐，以十分之一来讲是十六个钟头。
If we want to say we want to offer tithe, a tenth is a hundredth is a 16.8.
这个十六个，差不多十六、十七个钟头。
Around 17 hours.
这个是神的时间呢。
This is God's time.
但是我们仔细看，我们包括守安息日、合起来在家里读圣经、祷告，加起来有没有？有没有到十分之一？
So if we add up when we come to church to worship and then also at home if we read the Bible and pray, does it add up to around this?
所以我们怎么去回应神的恩典？
So how do we actually repay God's blessing for us?
最重要就是我们在生活当中要改变。
And the first thing is that we have to change how we lead. We need to change how we lead our lives.
要花时间与神。
We need to spend time to be with God.
如果你和你爱的你的配偶
If you love your spouse very much,
你知道花时间是需要的
You know you have to spend time to be with your spouse.
而且这是一种享受
And this is actually enjoyable.
如果你很爱你的儿女
If you love your children,
你知道花时间是需要的
Then you need to spend time with them.
而且这也是一种享受
And this is also an enjoyment.
如果我们爱我们的神
If we love our God,
花时间是需要的
then we need to spend time with God.
这是一种享受。
And this is an enjoyment.
现在的社会一切讲究快时快速。
In this world, everything requires speed.
好像速食面、麦当劳。
And there's actually these McDonald's, which is fast food chain.
所以我们常常想啊，用最快的时间，看能不能完成我们的义务跟神的关系。
We want to use the shortest time to see if we can resolve our obligations towards God.
事实上这是需要时间的。
But we actually need to spend time.
那不只是这样。
But not only so.
我们仔细看他把神摆在什么地位。
We could see where Isaac put God.
他第一个是筑一座坛，求告神的名。
First he built an altar, then he called on the name of the Lord.
所以他是有一个优先顺序的。
So that he actually has a sequence in which he does this.
因为神是本。
Because God is of essence.
如果这个本抓住了，其他都没有问题啊。
If he holds on to this essence, then other things will be resolved.
但是我们现在问题是忘记了这个本。
But we have forgotten this essence itself.
结果我们在生活当中，在我们工作当中很拼命。
And we actually toil in our daily life and with our work.
缺乏神的恩典，你做得很辛苦，但是忧虑很多。
You spend so much time and effort, and you worry so much, and there's no productivity.
而且忧虑很多。
And you have lots of worries.
而且你很怕变化。
And you're afraid of change.
这样就是没有平安。
So you have no peace in you.
如果我们这个本先抓住。
If you hold on to the essence.
然后你尽量做你分内应该做的。
Then you do according to what you should do.
你就没有忧虑。
Then you have no worries.
你也不要害怕。
And you're not afraid.
因为你已经抓住那个本。
Because you held on to this principle.
先求神的国跟神的义，这是本。
If you hold on to God's righteousness and God's kingdom, and this is the principle you should hold on.
那你生活的需要神都会照顾，你的工作神都会照顾。
Then God will take care of you of anything in your daily life.
所以这是这个以撒对神的恩典的一种回应。
So this is how Isaac responded to God's blessing towards him.
生活当中有花时间给神。
In your daily lives, we should spend time for God.
而且神是第一。
And we should know that God is first in our lives.
所以这是为什么他在漂泊当中神的恩典很充满。
And that is why, although he was a wanderer, God's blessing filled into his household.
他对神体验这么活泼。
And he had living experience with God.
因为他的生活是有原则的。
Because he had principles in his life.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing him. Please be seated.
我们四月将会有联恩会。
In April, we will have our spiritual convocation.
大概还有两个月的时间。
We have about 2 months.
请我们大家一起来共同来准备。
Let us prepare together.
两件事情。
Two things.
第一个，请我们尽量多带慕道朋友来。
First is, let us try to encourage our friends to come to church with us.
我们上个礼拜布道会，我们看也有我们的 young adult 带朋友来，这是非常好的现象。
Last week we see many friends, the young adults.
如果我们能够多带我们教会里面就发现有一股热气。
If we bring more people, then the church is more alive.
第二个，请我们为灵恩布道会来祷告。
And second, let us pray for the spiritual convocation.
到底我们能做什么呢？
What can we do?
我们发现我们能够带人来，但是我们没有办法让他相信。
We can bring people to church, but we cannot make them believe.
只有神能够感动他。
Only God can touch them.
所以我们要为慕道朋友祷告。
So let us pray for our friends.
那我们每个礼拜六早上十点到十点半有一个自由参加的祷告。
And on Saturday morning, 10 to 10:30, there's a voluntary prayer session.
那我们支会也有决定两个月之前每个礼拜六的早上有一个自由的禁食祷告。
And once a month, the church board had.
每个礼拜六。
Oh, every Saturday.
两个月以前，灵恩布道会两个月以前。
Oh, so 2 months before spiritual convocation, every Saturday we would have a fast and prayer session.
大概是八次。
So there will be around 8 times.
所以我们能够为神多，能够多做，圣工就会越加的发展。
And the more we do, the more prosperous the holy work.
所以愿大家，神感动大家能够来参与这个灵恩布道会的预备工作。
May God move everyone to participate in this holy work.
那还有就是我们慕道者来请我们大家能够尽量的拨时间跟他们谈道理、见证、关心。
And second thing is that when our friends do come to church, let us spend some time with these truth seekers.
不要让慕道者冷落了。
And let them not feel that they are actually that no one talks to them.
慕道者很宝贵。
And these truth seekers are very precious.
如果有一个人信主他很多的家人可能跟着就来信。
If one truth seeker believes, then he or she might bring family members or friends.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.